Howdy, my name is Brad Sitzer. I grew up in Mitchells Plain in Cape Town, and really enjoyed playing sports and was good in academics as well. Had a fun childhood for the most part, despite numerous traumatic events as well that happened. Was active in the church from childhood up until about 14 years old. I committed my life to Jesus as a 13-year-old. I would say, I guess, as many 13-year-olds, perhaps with a shallow understanding of what I'm committing myself to, but yeah, made a genuine confession to the faith. I left Mitchells Plain as an 18-year-old to study engineering at UCT, graduated 4 years later while staying on campus, and worked as an engineer for about 8 years before leaving. And towards the end of that engineering career, I started being really active in the church. As a 23-year-old, I recommitted my life to the Lord, having drifted away quite a bit before that. And that just started the journey of being really connected and committed within the church. And as time went on and I headed into my 30s, my understanding of the faith and my depth in my relationship with the Lord grew substantially. And I think in some ways, proportionally, I became disillusioned with the church that I was serving in their priorities in relation to Scripture. And through being involved in various ministry and non-profit activities, I saw the benefit of walking a journey with people at a regular basis, more regular than, once a week type of engagements like a Sunday morning or Friday night or something like that. And I think that made me interested in what alternatives are out there. My leadership experiences would definitely be first and foremost on the sports field. As a teenager in particular, I learned a lot about leadership, being captain of the sports team that I might have been part of, especially soccer and cricket. And I then also learned quite a lot in terms of leadership, working in the corporate sector, being an engineer and a leader of other technical staff of about 10 people. And yeah, learned a lot of tough lessons as an engineering manager, so to speak, as a young 28, late 20s at least. Then I think after that, studying further and doing my master's and being in the ministry and non-profit space further kind of developed my leadership experiences, being leaders of like youth groups and young adult ministries and leading a micro high school in Mitchells Plain really informed my leadership experiences significantly. And then, yeah, the need that was being met by being a part of the initial meetings that we had in consideration of kind of Renewal Network, I think it was really just this need for something different from the current rhythms of traditional churches. And especially with my experience doing the micro school in Mitchells Plain, which was like 10 kids, more or less, I saw the need for a agile and responsive body of believers who would come alongside those who are in need in the community. And I think a lot of that was not just out of good intentions and, goodwill, but also out of a place of developing healthy and helpful systems and structures within the church. And so being a part of the initial training and then making the decision to join the network was kind of fulfilling that need for a new way of structuring a church. And
Man. Cool, let's open it up for some questions.
No, very cool story, Brad. I think the one question that I had was, you mentioned multiple touch points and how like that's a need that wasn't really being met by the churches you were part of. And how have you incorporated that multiple touch points now in the micro churches that you're involved with or the spaces that you're currently in? Cool, thanks. That's my question.
I'm curious about like that turn that you went through in terms of kind of working as an engineer, kind of just starting in more managing positiony spaces as a late 20s, and then the turn to, did you do your business, master's in business, with the aim to go into the NGO space, or did it all just kind of end up going in that direction? Is the first part of the question. Was it like you doing it in preparation?
Yeah, I think my curiosity was around like leadership in corporate and that switch to leadership in the MPO space and the the NGO space, in terms of, it seems like you propelled into it and didn't necessarily like have someone ahead of you that you could follow. You kind of just stepped into the MPO space, but I feel like the master's prepared you for it, because I think my question was, how did leadership or starting to get into managerial positions in corporate, did it prepare you, or was there actually things you had to unlearn going into the NGO space in leadership? Because I guess there's always stuff that you can take from, but do you feel like there were active things that you had to be like, actually, no, this isn't great?
I was thinking maybe a question for my third is like, one can hear from the voice note that leadership is like a huge theme, I think, in your story. And so maybe the question is like, what do you think, because all of our stories are unique, right? And so God is like developing us and forming us in story. And so what do you think is unique in your own story that contributes to that leadership style and ends up being a gift to your micro church?
Is there one more question maybe, or thought or comment? 2 minutes left before people need to bounce off. Somebody?
No, no questions. Just think it's good. That was very cool. Thank you for sharing, Brad. Your story is very inspiring. Makes me think. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think there's always more questions, and I feel like your heart for trying to merge two very different Cape Towns and how to like leverage those two Cape Towns in a healthy way and create a Jesus Cape Town is something that really inspires me. For lack of a better word to say it. But yeah, I find there's so much we could ask you about and keep unpacking. But yeah, thanks for sharing.
For me, also really encouraging, picking up some of that story a couple of years ago and seeing small little stuff in between, small little moments, along the way. And it's been really cool seeing those small snapshots, but now seeing like almost like how it's all like I don't want to say culminating, because it's almost like it's reaching to a tipping point, because I think the journey, God willing, is still, there's so much in the journey, so, but it's been cool to see. That sort of in the way that it is, you know. And so really, really cool. Cool. Shopper sharing. Let me close in a short prayer, and then we'll call it